It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday. On this day in 2012, Scott McKenzie died. Who's Scott McKenzie? Well, he's the singer of, I don't want to say one of the worst, but I would say one of my least favorite popular songs. San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair from 1967. He also later joined a new version of the Mamas and the Papas and co-wrote another not-so-wonderful song, Kokomo, which became a number one hit for the Beach Boys in 1988. Scott McKenzie died on this day in 2012. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We talk now with Dr. Harlan Ullman, an internationally recognized strategic thought leader and advisor. He is the author of The Fifth Horseman and The New Mad, How Massive Attacks of Disruption Became the Looming Existential Danger to a Divided Nation and the World at Large. Dr. Ullman, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Appreciate taking some time with us this morning. Also recognized as a presidential historian as well. Some thoughts, perhaps, on what we've seen unfold over the past week or so with the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Many people trying to opine on what this might mean for 2024 at the presidential election. More or less likely that the president runs. More or less likely his supporters still support him. What's your take on what you've seen over the past week?
Well, first, Scott, let me just say about my book. I finished writing it about a year ago. And I would say for your listeners, the biggest transformation that's happened is that massive attacks of disruption, weather extremes, you know, heat waves, the pandemic, all these things that have been hugely disruptive, the Ukraine war, have now become massive attacks of destruction. And so it's become far more serious. And what's happened at Mar-a-Lago is another example. I think there are only two outcomes. One, exceedingly bad news for Donald Trump, or two, exceedingly bad news for the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland. And those are going to be those only outcomes. Garland has bet his attorney generalship on this, and we'll see what happens with Donald Trump. As you will know, his chief financial officer, Alan Weisenstein, Weisenberg, I just pleaded guilty to a number of serious crimes. And so if the CFO of Trump Companies is going to go to jail, one wonders about the guy who ran that company. But those are the only two outcomes. This is deadly serious for Mr. Trump and for Merrick Garland.
And it's, you know, people look at this from afar and see the, you know, we're talking about confidential or perhaps not confidential documents that the president might have had at his residence. And we see the way that Hillary Clinton was treated 4 years ago or so with emails and other confidential documents she had in her possession. There were no consequences, essentially, and people are asking why the same sort of standard would not be held in this situation.
Well, first of all, there were consequences. I think that the Comey leak probably cost her the election. That's speculative, but you're right. But just because Hillary Clinton may or may not have broken the law is no reason to excuse the possibility that Donald Trump broke the law. The two things are not interdependent. We can't accuse currently bad conduct with past bad conduct, though you raise a good question. Why was Hillary treated differently, et cetera, et cetera?
Harlan Ullman with us, The Fifth Horseman and The New Mad, How Massive Attacks of Disruption Became the Looming Existential Danger to a Divided Nation and the World at Large. That's his book, available at Amazon and elsewhere. How do you think that, I mean, your book is about massive attacks of disruption, but dangerous to the nation, external threats like China, Russia, too.
Yeah.
How do you think that leaders across the world are looking at and perceiving what's happening here in the U.S.?
This is, in my lifetime, what I was most concerned during the Vietnam War, in which I fought. I thought that was the low point, certainly. But I'm enormously worried about the problems that the United States faces at home and abroad, and you just put your finger on it. For somebody looking at us, such as Putin or President Xi of China, you see America coming apart. Never before has a former president's house been raided by the FBI, searching for top-secret documents, which they obviously found, or at least said they did, whose disclosure, quote, would do exceedingly grave harm to national security. Exceedingly grave harm. You take a look at the elections that are going on right now in terms of the primaries. You see America not being able to govern We have an 80-year-old, soon to be 80-year-old president. The prospect of a near octogenarian running against another octogenarian in 2024. The geriatric leadership. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which was outrageously stupid. And you just wonder, what can we really do to continue the demise, or I should say, continue dividing the United States? Because if, from a foreign perspective, we're in chaos, quite frankly. And I don't know how that's going to end. Both political parties are at fault. Political parties don't agree with the other, but now the political party believes the other side is evil. And so when you're dealing with evil, and both sides believe the other is evil, it's very difficult to have a cogent political system. So I'm extremely worried. I have a column coming out shortly, Will America Survive the Decade, this decade? And I'm not calling for an implosion like the Soviet Union implosion, but I think that if things get bad enough, you could see a series of January 6th-like insurgencies against local, state, and even federal offices and government buildings. Because people, 20 million people right now, say it's okay to use violence to change the political system. And quite frankly, if you read the Declaration of Independence closely, the most trenchant line goes like this. When government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and establish a new government. That's what Tom Jefferson wrote in 1776. And people can quote the Declaration of Independence for taking up arms against a government that does not seem to be working for anybody.
We've got about 90 seconds left here. I think part of the book, too, would sort of underline the point that we're not focused on the right things. I mean, we are very kind of inward looking in this country as, you know, what's happening with Trump, what's happening in Washington, what's happening. But both externally and perhaps some internal hidden dangers. Again, what are those things? What would it take for us to sort of be aware?
It's very, very difficult. Usually crises like Pearl Harbor united the country. But the pandemic, in which far more people died than were killed in battle in every war we fought, divided the country. It's going to take strong leadership. It's going to take the current president, Joe Biden, to show that he's confident. He's the only president we have, and he's got to be the one who can turn the direction of the country around. Failing that, we're going to be in limbo, and that's not a very good sign when you have both political parties going at each other with hammer and tongue, in which truth and fact no longer count. It's beating the other guy, beating them to a pulp, so you can win power to do the things that you want to do that may not be in the national interest. And this applies to both parties.
Dr. Harlan Ullman, his book, The Fifth Horseman and the New Mad, How Massive Attacks of Disruption Became the Looming Existential Danger to a Divided Nation and the World at Large, at Amazon.com and elsewhere. Dr. Ullman, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Appreciate it. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. Made with the highest quality pork and chicken, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. Find them at GreatLakesPetFood.com. That's GreatLakesPetFood.com. Michael Letts is next, founder president of Invest USA. Some ideas for stanching the teacher shortage in some places across the country. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
An American company that supports wildlife conservation, Muskox, a Michigan company, donates $10 for every purchase of $100 that support American wildlife conservation. Muskox, a brand that is dead set on adventure and the highest quality clothing that stands up to the test of time, like the Charleston Performance Hoodie. Perfect for the Michigan outdoors. Or my personal favorite, the Quick Dry Quarter Zip. It keeps you comfortable in almost any environment. Go to GoMuskOx.com and find the best quality outdoor gear. GoMuskOx.com.